Hello all, so I decided to jump on the questionnaire bandwagon, namely because I really like listening to other people do them. I think it gives some insight and it's kind of fun, and I did not pick one of the longer ones because no one wants to listen to me ramble for that long, so I picked an older one, but I don't really like the questions. It's the Baker's Dozen questionnaire, and I'm sorry, I don't know who originally posted it, so, you know, out yourself in the comments so I can give credit where credit is due. And I'm hoping the dog, who is currently asleep at my feet, stays asleep at my feet, but we'll see. Is there anybody you just wish would fall off the planet? Donald Trump? Is that a cop-out of an answer? It might be, but nonetheless, that's my answer. It's mind-boggling that he continues to persist, exist, and it makes me question everything I thought I knew about all of humanity. So yeah, name one thing you worry about running out of. Okay, I could get all philosophical and lofty on my answer here, but I'm not going to. I'm going to be materialistic and first world about it and say coffee. I only drink like 1 to 2 cups a day, but if I do not have that 1 to 2 cups, my head hurts and I'm just not functional. So coffee. Oh, and peanut butter, just because peanut butter. I love all things peanut butter. Put peanut butter on anything and I'll probably eat it. And if I ever ran out of peanut butter, I'd probably just curl up and give up at life. What famous person do you or other people think you resemble? I don't think I resemble anybody. I don't think anyone tells me I resemble anybody. But when I was a kid, like a little kid, okay, so I'm a redhead, and I was born with curly hair. I don't really have curly hair anymore, but I was born with curly hair, and it was darker then. So my parents used to say that people used to come up to them and tell them that I was little Orphan Annie and ask if they could touch my hair, which is kind of weird. Don't ask to touch some random kid's hair, but apparently I looked like little Orphan Annie. And then when my mom started the whole pigtail thing, Pippi Longstocking. But as I'm not rocking pigtails these days, pick your favorite redhead and assume I look like her. What's your favorite pizza topping? Black olives and pineapple together. Because it's the perfect sweet-salty balance. And I only eat poultry and fish, so I'm not going to be ordering pepperoni or sausage. So yeah, black olives and pineapple. Also, I love some deep dish because I'm originally a Chi-Town girl. And Chicago deep dish is like a little slice of heaven happiness. Do you crack your knuckles? I crack my thumbs, but not my other fingers. I don't know why. That's just the way it is. What are your superpowers? Ooh, I know. I'm kind of like a human lie detector. So if someone is standing in front of me, talking to me, and it doesn't work obviously by phone, email, you need things like body language and eye contact. But if someone is in my presence, I very often will know if that person's lying, regardless of how well I may know that person. I used to drive my little sister insane because I always knew when she was lying and then I could deviously plot when to out her to my parents. Ooh, is that mean? That's just sibling rivalry, man. She's forgiven me. What's your most annoying habit? That I am messy in the way of a college frat boy. Not dirty, but messy. And I will contend that it's just because I fall on the more creative side of the spectrum, and when things are just out and in piles, I know where everything is. But when I clean up and I put everything away and supposedly designate a spot for things, I can't find a fucking thing. So yes, let's just assume that I'm messy because I'm creative. I'm sticking with that story. What is your best physical feature? Is there any way to get out of this question without sounding conceited? Nah. Well, I love being a redhead, so I'd probably say my hair, and I probably embody a lot of the personality traits one might expect from a redhead. If you asked other people, I don't know, my ass. Supposedly my ass is pretty nice. You torture me so good, bar method. But yeah. What CD is closest to you right now? I do not have a CD close to me right now, but if we want to go with what I was last streaming, And because there's the post about the musicals, so I was listening to Rent, because that is one of my all-time favorite musicals, and I hadn't listened to it in a while, so I was listening to the soundtrack from Rent, and I was a theater geek in high school, well, specifically backstage, so I mean, I love them all, but I really, really love Rent. What superstition do you believe or practice? I'm not a particularly superstitious person, however, I do knock on wood. So like, for example, if I say, oh, I haven't been sick in a really long time, you can bet your ass that I'm knocking on some wood after I say that, because then it won't happen, obviously. Would you rather be a fish or a bird? I would rather be a bird, although as far as animals go, I really don't like birds and much prefer fish. But I would rather be a bird because when I was younger, I used to have a flying dream a lot. And it was like the coolest, most unique, most spectacular sensation being able to fly. So I would definitely want to recreate that. What do you do when no one is watching? That sounds like a kinky question. So outside of the obvious, you know, kinky type stuff, I hope no one's watching. I would say I sing and I dance when no one is watching, because then there's no one to witness my embarrassment. Now, I have maybe been on Discord in the karaoke section a couple of times, and yeah, I did a little bit of singing there, but by and large, I sing and dance when no one's around to see. Again, stage crew, there's reasons for that. Have you found anything recently that you had lost for a long time? No, and see, my messy organizational system must be working because I do not tend to lose things. If we do want to go the philosophical route on this one, I'd say that kind of lost my ability to connect to the full emotional spectrum. Oh, that sounded like something out of a fucking psych book. All right, well, whatever. So it ties into my username and that whole thing. So I'm very good at compartmentalizing, and if I just don't have time or the inclination to feel something in a moment, I just don't. Just very good at kind of ignoring things. And that's not really how I want to be, not really what I'm about. So I guess I'm trying to find my lost vulnerability. Yay. That was kind of a depressing thing to end on. Just for the record, by and large, I'm a pretty happy person, so no worries there. Anyway, if you made it this far, thanks for hanging in there with me, and I hope to talk to you all or write to you all soon. Bye.